Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, guys, to Blog Talk Radio, Revolutionary Life, here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. My name is Gary, and right here on Blog Talk Radio, every weekday night that we can, we will be hosting a show for you. Tonight's show, as a matter of fact, this episode of Revolutionary Life is called If Elected. If Elected. Now, I'm sure many of us have thought about what we would do if we were in a position of power. And we found ourselves in a position of power in this country, in this city, in this state, in this community. And what we would do with that power. So that's good. Because tonight, I want to talk about my city primarily. I want to talk about what I would do. What would you do? I want you to think about that. While I say what I would do, if I had power, political, economic, in this city, for instance, I spoke about my city. I have a whole presentation called Memphis. If you want to know more about my city, you can definitely listen to that presentation. It's all my episodes on demand. And you can find them all. Just search, and it will come up. So, I won't go into everything about my city, because that's not what this one is about, guys. But, all the things, but the politics of my city is what this is about. And the strings of power, and the direction that power takes our city, has taken our city right here in Memphis. So people right now in my city, and one of the things that prompted this presentation is that people in my city are preparing to vote. You know, all voting is local and all that stuff. So they're voting locally. And they're sending out pictures and posters and placards and whatnot for the people that they suggest we listen to or vote for. And they're asking everybody, and they're rallying everyone to get out to vote. If you really want to change things, you must get out to vote. Now, before I go on about if elected, let me just say, specifically to the citizens of Memphis, but to the people of this country, the definition of insanity, they say, is doing the same thing over and over again and doing it the same way every time and expecting a different result. How many times have you been asked to get out to vote in your lifetime, in my parents' lifetime? I remember voters' rights. I remember fighting for the right to vote and those who fought. So voting ain't new, is it? In this country, black men, newly freed slaves, had the right to vote before white women were given the right to vote. How about that? Voting has been around a long time. We're staring at a government in our country, in our states, in our cities, where Memphis, for a good example, Memphis lists one of the five worst cities to live in the United States. How do you make that list? You have more children in poverty than others. And that number is growing in our city. And often for every child in poverty, there's a parent and pop. So, tonight, if elected, what would you do? What would I do about my city's situation? Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're not going to talk about voting per se. That's all I had to say on that. Is you keep doing the same thing year after year, generation after generation, and you're hoping things will change. My goodness. 1899, blacks were slaughtered here in Memphis. It was called the Memphis Massacre for voting. For daring, white people took black people's lives with no consequences. Massacred them in 1899 here in Memphis, Tennessee. So we're not scared of the vote. We're familiar with the vote. We fought for the vote. But the vote and all its great wonders has us here now, fifth worst city to live in the United States. everybody is getting out to vote right now because they have a candidate for county supervisor, they have a candidate for county clerk, they have a candidate for this, that, or other. Well, this is Revolutionary Life. That's the name of the show. And revolution is change. That's all. And it doesn't appear that there will be a change. If by definition, if that definition of insanity I gave earlier is true. Because we are doing, it seems, the same thing. The same way. And expecting a different result. My goodness. If elected, what would you do? I'm going to tell you what I'd do. The first thing that my city needs is a redirection in its, in the allocation of its resources. Right now, we have resources to allocate. And you know where they're going? They're going to give businesses incentives to come to set up here in Memphis. And in doing so, provide jobs, places for people to work for someone. Right. And so all kinds of tax cuts and incentives are being explored as a way to economically bring this city up. Guys, this is trickle-down economics still, again, over and over. This doesn't work. Didn't Reagan prove that? Trickle-down economics didn't work. The rich got richer and richer and richer, and none of the money fell out of their pockets into yours. It doesn't work. The policy I will put in this city is trickle up. All of our time and attention and resources will be put into the people, the residents of the city of Memphis. You see, people who chase money oftentimes forget that money, the source of money is people. They kill the goose that lays the golden egg. Even as a child, even as a kid, I was raised to believe that if I had a dollar in my pocket that I did not work for, I got it through somebody who somewhere did work for it, worked for it. So I knew that dollar was worked for somewhere by someone, even though I didn't do the work. People, when you need money, think people. That's what you need. We need people to think money. Pay them and they will come. And so, I would redirect. I would make a diametric turn. Flip evolution in this city. Where my interests and our resources would not be spent on luring businesses with jobs by giving them money, land, tax breaks, and all other kinds of year-long incentives just to come here and exploit our labor, our people. We offer them up. That's the history of our city. We offer up our labor as cheap. The South is historically, think about it, the South has historically been considered a place to find cheap or free. And in the ancient, the old days, slave labor. Many factories moved to the South because the South didn't have unions or organized working people. There's too much prejudice going on. To this day, guys, there are five southern cities that do not ask or do not care or have no law governing how much a business pays you. This state that I'm in, Memphis, Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, has never had, as far as I know, and does not have, that I know, a minimum wage law. The state of Tennessee has no minimum wage law. It has a cost of living. It has the minimum it takes to live in that, in this state. Oh, it knows those figures. But they are not attached to the wage. There is no minimum wage in the state of Tennessee and five other southern, wonder why, states. If elected, I would fight for a state minimum wage. And in the meantime, I would impose a city minimum wage. If you work, if you run a business in this city, given the cost it takes to live in this city, and that's my calculation, guys, it's mathematical, it's proportional, it's a ratio, it's a slope, it's connected. As one moves, the other moves proportionally. So if the cost of living go up, so will the minimum wage in this city, because they're tied together, always have been. You will not pay in this city less than the cost it takes to live in this city. That's what a minimum wage law says. That it is illegal in this city to pay less than the cost it takes to live, i.e. a minimum wage. So if you live in the state of Tennessee and you work in the state of Tennessee, the only reason you have something called a minimum wage is because the federal government demands it. Look over your time clock. There should be a sign saying the federal government demands a legal, a minimum wage of blah, 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 whatever that happens to be. Without the federal government stepping into the state of Tennessee and demanding a certain wage be paid, minimum wage be paid, the lowest they can pay you is the federal minimum wage. Were it not for the federal government, guys, the state of Tennessee owns no, has no, and has had no, as far as I can tell, minimum wage. They did not, this state doesn't care if your wage helps you meet the cost it takes to live in the state. It has no intention of fighting for that ability. In other words, when you establish a minimum wage law in your country, in your state, in your city, in your county, when you establish a minimum wage law, what you're saying to the people of your county, what you're saying to the business people who come to your county, your city, your state, is that this is what it takes to live here. By law, you will not come here and hire our people and exploit our people's labor and hire our people's labor at less than it costs it takes for them to live. So if they're working full time, they're earning the cost of living in this city. And if that cost of living rises, so will that minimum wage. Not because we're trying to punish businesses. No. But we are the cities. We are the government. A business, guys, come on now. A business is a venture. It's something you and your buddies decided to do. Or people, your allies, or you. The government didn't decide to start your business. You did. It's a venture. And if you've done your due diligence, the venture might survive. If you haven't, it might not. But that's on you. Nobody told you to start a business. That's something, that's a venture that you embark upon personally or in a group, or LLC, or a corporation. But that's inspired by you guys. That's your thing. What business you want to go into, and if you want to be in business. We're not, government's not responsible for that idea. That venture of yours. And so our city will concentrate its resources, its time and energy on its people. The way businesses will be lured to the city of Memphis is because it will have people who are healthy, more less days off of sickness, and educated. A great asset to any business. Because I will make health and education number one in this city. In fact, it can be the place to come to further your education. It could be the place to come to ensure you're healthy. You get to get your health needs met. It could be. It has the ability to be. The city itself could be known for its health care. We already have a health industry here. It's just a full pay-as-you-go process. But no. The city of Memphis, when it comes to health care, what would I do? What would I do? When it comes to health care, what would I do? I would provide health care for every citizen in the city of Memphis, free of charge. Free of charge. The city will pick up the bill. So we'll pay for it together, guys. That's all. You see, this is not a new idea, guys. The reason Europeans mostly have universal health care and you don't, I want you to think about history a little bit. And you might remember something called the Black Plague. You might remember something called the Dark Ages. You might remember hearing terms like cholera and bubonic plague. Europe, especially its European population, was nearly wiped out by at least two devastating plagues that moved from country to country throughout Europe, killing people. Smallpox, cholera, bubonic plague. People lived close together in filthy environments. And so the disease spread easily all over Europe. Now, do we have to wait until we have a couple of devastating plagues in this country before we realize what the Europeans realize, that any city where people are this close together, any advanced industrialized nation in its progress needs universal health care? It is how you keep up with the population's health. How do you stop things from spreading? and wiping everyone out. It's keeping your finger on the pulse because the government runs the health care system. Not you, or not some private individual for profit. We got you if I was elected. This city will have universal health care for its residents. So before you start talking big money, I want you to remember that, let's say, I'm speaking of city residents only. That narrows the field quite a bit of people needing help. And so, but health care and healthy population is a draw. It's a way of attracting businesses and others to your city. Because if they're reading the figures I'm reading about infant mortality in this city, about infant child poverty in this city, they ain't going to pretty much think this is a healthy place to live. And crime in this city. But they hear that Memphians are the most healthiest people on the planet. They're going to come check you out. Be known for something. Let's be known for our people, for our residents. Let's start putting our resources in our people so we're known to have Memphians, Memphites. And in term to everyone means healthy and well-educated. And let's talk about education, guys. Here, let me give you a break. When I come back, we're going to talk about education. I'm going to give you a little music right now. I want you to think about what I'm saying. If everybody would ask you, what would you do? Here's what I'd do when I get back. And we're going to talk education.
Shall we begin?
This is not a drill. Is that all you got?
Let's begin.
What up?
Oh, for sure.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here every Monday, every weekday night, I'm sorry, every weekday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight is entitled, If Elected, A Political Platform for My City, or maybe even for the country. I told you that my city, my first step would be to change the emphasis of the use of my city's resources. The emphasis now is on how to attract businesses, incentives to attract more businesses. If you attract more businesses, you have jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, let me say something about businesses. Now, when I told you, when I left here, I told you I was coming back to talk about education, and I will. But as long as I got the business thing going, let me just say something about my position on businesses. Now, I told you earlier that I understood businesses to be ventures, individual ventures, or group ventures, not something the government's responsible for. But let me say this to you. In the city of Memphis, if you live here and work here, your kids go to school here, you get your health care here, you're a part of this city, you're a resident here. For me to charge you business taxes, for me to tax you for doing business in this city is a crime, and I would not do it. If elected, if you're a resident of this city, if you live and work here and spend your money here, the idea of taxing you when you decide to start a business is asinine, and I will not do that. I will ensure there are no business taxes levied on residents of the city. Come on, guys. You don't know how big of a scam that has been. But that will end, if elected. That will end under my administration. If you're a resident of this city, if you live and work here, if you start a business, you pay no business taxes. It's ridiculous. You already pay property taxes on your home or wherever you live. You already pay all the fees, fares, and fines. You already have access to the population. So we're not charging you for having access. We're not charging you for leaving the job force and starting your own business. Here's my problem, guys. We, this city, today, now, under this trickle-down economics, if we do business, if we cut the taxes on business, somehow things are going to trickle down to you. It doesn't work, hasn't worked since Reagan tried it. The rich just get richer, guys. We have billionaires. There's no reason for that other than they got your money. Now, I talked about that in some of my previous presentations. You can get on top of that by looking at some of my previous presentations. But let's get back to businesses in my city. If I was running this city, I would not charge you a business tax if you live here. That's ridiculous. All right. In fact, the city would be proud of you for even trying to start a business. And if some of those businesses are compatible with the goals of this city, we may even join in with you in those businesses in terms of their ability to serve our community. And so, because of the type of business it is, et cetera. And so, as far as business goes in the city of Memphis, for the residents of the city only, the city of Memphis, if elected to run this city, I would immediately remove business taxes on residents of this city. I don't know if you understand how great a ripoff that is to you. It's almost as though somebody wants you to go back into the workforce and look for a job versus strike out on your own. Your independence. We will promote your independence if you start a business in the city by starting by removing any kind of taxation on your ability to do business. Now, that doesn't count if you're not a resident of this city. It would be business as usual. For access to the people of this city, you will pay as you do, as you must. If you're coming here with a franchise, a branch, a chain, or whatever, and you're coming here to take money from the citizens of this city, sell your product to the city of this city, for access to these people that make up this city, these Memphites, yeah, you'll pay a little money. We will tax you to come here and access this population with your product. And you can take that money back to your central offices, wherever they are, and you will pay a tax for having been here and having access to here and having access to our people. Happens all the time, guys. But if you live here and somebody talks about charging you a business tax, that's the height of hypocrisy and a ripoff, to be short about it. Either out of ignorance or on purpose, somebody is trying to keep you from getting away from the workforce and working for yourself by putting those obstacles, financial obstacles, in your way. So I wanted to say that about businesses before I moved on. I wanted to speak to business, the ripoff called business taxes that are levied on residents. People who live, who kids go to school here, who live here, who already have access to the population. I'm charging exterior corporations that come into our city a tax because I'm giving them access to you. And they pay for that to sell their products here, to set up their branches here, because they're going to take money out of our community back to theirs. So they have paid for the privilege of selling their product to you if they're from outside the city. But city residents, no more business taxes. Go for it. And anything else, we can move out of your way to keep your business from being, to help your business be as successful as it can be. Now, education, guys, is free in the city of Memphis under me. If I'm elected to charge you for educating you, if you're a resident of this city, will not happen. You understand that what I said earlier, that the emphasis on the city will be flipped around. The emphasis will be on the people. And one of the things Memphis can be known by is it has the healthiest people on the planet and the most educated. That's a selling point, guys. You don't have to give tax breaks when you can make that announcement. But if you're showing up on the 5 worst cities to live in the United States list, then you're failing. This city is failing. If you have a highest number of children in poverty, and that number growing each year, you're failing your people. Corporations are making out fine. It's the people who are failing, who are being failed, who are being allowed to fall at the expense of the people. We're going to flip that. Under my administration, the people will be the top priority, and their health and education will lead all. So our university systems, our educational systems will be open to anyone who's willing and ready to join a discipline, to learn, a train, a skill. And finance will not be an obstacle in your way. There may be many obstacles in your way. Lessons, big dues, and papers and whatnot. But where you're going to get the money to go to school is not going to be in your way. We don't have time for that. We need you to be educated. We cannot have people walking this street ignorant of the world around them. In their ignorance, we have all kinds of negative behavior negative to a social well-being, to our social well-being. We have people who turn to crime because they are convinced there's no other alternative. How do you get there? Education will be rewarded in this city. If you are in school, the city will back you through your studies. If you will keep your grades up, the city will back you. Not just mom and dad. The city will back you because you will understand, everyone in this city will understand that you represent the city wherever you go. And if we are trying to make this unhealthy and educated city, then your education is a goal of ours as well as yours. I mean, come on. What do you want? A city full of people who are illiterate, unread, who don't know much about the world outside this city? Or a city of people who not only are educated, but are prized of the wonders of this world? And what's possible? That requires education. The internet, great resource for information so far. We will install something called a main in this city if I'm elected. An MAN. A main is called a municipal area network. Now, your little network in your house with your Comcast box or AT&T box, it's called a LANE, an L-A-N, a local area network. But when you fire up a city, it's called a municipal area network, and Memphis will be hot if I'm elected. When you enter this city, the internet is available. If you're a student, the internet is available. 24/7 at the best speed we can provide. Throughout this city. If you log onto the city site, you're on the net. A main, a municipal area network. That means our entire city, wherever you go, you don't have to go in any place to hit the internet. You can hit the city's internet sitting in your car. Obstacles to education will be removed, because educated people will be a product of the city of Memphis. Healthy people will be a product of the city of Memphis. And we will turn out an excellent product if we direct our resources to the people. Those who are still working jobs, like I said, this city will put in a minimum wage law. Not to be punitive, we can explain it to anybody who asks. We will show them here is the cost of living in the city of Memphis. Therefore, here is the minimum wage you will pay to hire labor in this city. You will not pay the people of Memphis less than it costs to live. That's ridiculous. Yes, we will have a minimum wage, even if the state of Tennessee does not. The city, if elected, I will ensure that this city has a minimum wage. One that I would argue with anyone, because the equation is very simple. It's tied to the cost of living. And if you want the minimum wage to go down, let's get together businesses. Let's get together and lower the cost it takes to live in this city. And we will lower the minimum wage. Let's raise the cost and the prices. And the wage is going to raise. They'll check themselves. You know what I mean? We will not allow you to work full time and can't feed your family. That's ridiculous. Now, I told you, in an old present, an episode I did called Memphis, and you can go back and look at that, listen to that. I told you when I looked up the cost of living in Memphis, they said that a family of four in Memphis can live off $13,000 or so a month and meet the cost of living in this city. They said that a single individual making $800 a month meets the cost of living in this city. There's an asterisk. There's a little asterisk by each one of those numbers. And below the asterisks explain that these figures do not include housing, shelter. So those figures that we published about the cost of, that were published by Memphis about the cost of living in Memphis, do not include shelter. That is to say, a family of four making $13,000 or so a month can meet the cost of living in the city of Memphis, provided they live outdoors, provided they do not seek shelter. That's ridiculous. Everything flying, crawling, or walking on all fours out there. The day is born, it seeks three things. Life seeks three things: food, clothing, and shelter. How do you leave shelter off when you're calculating the cost of living, the cost it takes to live in the city? That's ridiculous, guys. Y'all making something normal that is absolutely ridiculous. Food, clothing, and shelter, that's caveman stuff. That's prehistoric stuff. We're way past that. This is the 21st century, guys. And we're still talking about fighting for food, clothing, and shelter? Come on. Everything crawling on this earth secures. A snail got a shell. A bee got a hive. Bear got a den. Bird's got a nest. You kidding me? How do you leave shelter off when you're calculating the cost it takes to live, or life in general? They're playing games. Those games are over if I'm elected. I would ensure that the cost of living and the minimum wage in this city are tied together, at which point I need no longer interfere, because they will handle themselves. as they will move, as they are connected, they will move in proportion to each other. And never would I allow any of my working, any working people in this city to work for less than it costs it takes to live. That's ridiculous. If I was elected. It's what this presentation was about. What would I do? I'd flip the strip. I cut the trickle down. Let's entice businesses here by giving them money and resources and tax breaks. And entice them here because this is the best place to be. Can you imagine paying money for a mail order business to come to Memphis? Can you imagine in trying to entice a mail order business to come to Memphis by offering them money and incentives? Listen to me. Memphis sits on the bluff of a river, the Mississippi River. There's been a transport business route for centuries. Barges, steamboats. We move the mail over water. We have a train system that runs through this thing 24/7. Any day you can hear a train going across this city. So we got rail. We can get anything by rail, anywhere you want it. We got trucks running up and down the highways of this city all day long. Trucking and warehousing is one of the biggest things in this city. So we got trucking to anywhere you want at any time. FedEx is here. We got the hub here. Not just FedEx. We got the FedEx hub. We can fly anything you want flown anywhere you want in no time. This is Memphis, Tennessee. It sits right on the bluff of the Mississippi River. It's right across the way from Arkansas. It's right down the street from Mississippi. Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi, you own the tri-state area when you locate here. Paying a mail order business, Amazon in particular, to come here, give me a break. Somebody playing games. Somebody ain't selling our city for what it's worth. I'll be right back. we're back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, I was talking about my city. The title of tonight's show is If Elected, a Political Platform for My City. I left you guys talking about the transportation opportunities, the mailing and shipping center this city is. Not only does it cover the tri-state area, it has a river, railways, trucking lines, warehousing, and an international airport, and FedEx, an international carrier, right, the hub of FedEx, right here in Memphis. And guess what? The city of Memphis offered to pay Amazon, a mail order business, to locate here. You got to be kidding me. You mean a mail order business don't see the advantages of being located in the mailing and shipping center of the South? Give me a break. And you got to sell this place by offering money? They should be paying us to come here. Come on. Does anybody see the irony in the fact that we have a river travel, barges daily, that we have railroads and railways that run crisscross this city, that we have a trucking lines that crisscross this city and the nation, that we have the FedEx hub that flies all over the world, and we have an international airport? Y'all think y'all have to pay Amazon to come here, a mail order business? Memphis has been so short, guys. It's been so short for a long time. And if elected, they will pay to come here, not us paying them. All the incentives that every other state can offer them, except maybe New York Harbor, we got more to offer them than anyone. Incentives to move their headquarters or whatever here. That's a joke. For a mail order business, that's a joke. This is the place to be. To warehouse, mail, and ship anything. Come on. This is Memphis. This is the FedEx hub. This is the Mississippi River. This place is known for its trucking and warehousing. This place covers three states immediately, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Within a stone's throw, you're covering three states. Anyway, guys, a lot of things have to change in this city, and if elected, those are some of the things that I would do. What Memphis will be known for, what it will invest its resources in, will be its people, its citizens, its residents. Not some business to get them to come here to offer low-paying jobs. We got enough businesses from residents, people who live here already. All we need to do is support the ones that are here. But we don't. We need to bring in new businesses. As we tax the ones that are indigenous to our city, that arise from our city, from the people of our city. These are the businesses that we develop within our city are the ones that need to be supported and incentivized, if anything. We're going to flip the strip if I'm elected, and if it's going to take a new tack. The wealth of the people will grow immediately. And I'll tell you how. In my Memphis Part 2 presentation. In my If Elected, I'm sorry. It will be entitled If Elected Part 2. I'll tell you how I will enfranchise, not disenfranchise, as what's going on now with privatization. I will enfranchise the public, the people of the city. I will tell you how I will make them all shareholders, stakeholders is a better term, in this city. But I'll talk about that next time around. We'll move right on into our call-in section. And you know this is a call-in show. And so I always save some time for call-ins. And I am establishing a chat room, guys. They're still connected. But hopefully soon I'll have a chat room that you can actually come into and type questions or comments in my chat. So let me give you a minute. This is what I call your time to shine. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can put that question or comment on the air. All you have to do is call me at the number. You probably see that number, but that number is area code 714-816-4765. 714-816-4765. And it's your time to shine. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight I was talking about my city here in Memphis where I was born and raised, where I went to school, I went to university. I was married here. This is my city. And it's listed as five of the worst cities to live in the country. And all my people can think to do is vote for the next county clerk, as though that's going to change those stats. And y'all heard me when I started this. I said, when it comes to voting, it has a history, a long one. And if you keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result, you're coming close to the definition of insanity. Every year I hear the same thing. Posters and votes and signs in the yard. and we are the fifth city. We're the worst. We're one of the worst cities to live in this country. Our child poverty rate has grown each year. Homelessness has grown each year. Hunger has grown each year in our city. Yeah, there are those property owners and corporations who are down here in our city doing fine, making money. FedEx, making money. But the people of our city are struggling, it seems. According to statistics, who'd want to come here? And man, am I sick of hearing students, artists, professionals, skilled people say, if I want to make money, I got to get out of Memphis. Advising people, hey man, if you want to get somewhere with that, you got to get out of Memphis. Go to Atlanta, go to Chicago, you have to leave Memphis. Ain't nothing happening in Memphis. We got to flip that strip. Our kids want to be here. To be here. They should see their future here. But there's no vision for Memphis that includes these kids. All they see is their parents struggling to pay bills. And they figure they're going to do the same thing in their lifetime. Because we keep employing these trickle-down economics, which I plan to flip. I plan to flip in diametrically opposed to the way things are run now. Well, we're looking for incentives to bring businesses here. We're ready to spend money, property, land, resources to attract businesses, they say. And the state doesn't even have a minimum wage. We don't care what a business pays you. If it wasn't for a federal law, they could pay you whatever they want in this city. That changes when the emphasis are on the people of this city. And I'll change that to that emphasis on you. You become valuable. Not to a private prison who'd love to have you in there. You become valuable. And you become a stakeholder in this city. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 714-816-4765. That's 714-816-4765. And I say it's your time to shine. If you have questions, comments, concerns, give me a call. And I'll put you on the air right away. Everyone will hear your response. Everyone will hear your question, and everyone will hear my response. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life. If you're new, it's just revolution is just change, guys. And we look at every aspect of life from a revolutionary point of view. Tonight I've looked at my city with those eyes, through that revolutionary lens, that lens of change. And I see us going through the same routines over and over again and asking for change. But those methods don't produce them. They have not produced change, or we wouldn't be in the situation, or change for the better, or we wouldn't be in the situation we are now. It's time for something different, something new. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a change in this country, in the state, and in this city. Now, I live in this city. And if I was elected, what's the name of this presentation? I'd flip the strip. I'd put all of the city's resources towards its people. I told you, when you need money, think people. When you need people, think money. I told you what I would do with businesses. If you're a resident of this town, the last thing I would do is charge you a tax for going into business, a business tax. The last thing I would do is put obstacles in your way. If you're a business outside of the city coming in to sell your products and extract your resources from the city, you will pay as usual. You will pay for access to this city's people. And the businesses, when we want businesses, when we need more businesses and more jobs, easy. We support the businesses that are here, that are indigenous to our city, that's whose origins come from here, from Memphis. There's plenty of businesses struggling out there, and you're talking about bringing in businesses, incentives to attract businesses. The city is full of entrepreneurs. They just need the city support. How about those incentives? How about you quit charging business taxes to people who live here? Residents of the city. That's ridiculous. They already live and work in the city and raising their families in the city. They're already paying all the fees, fares, fines, and taxes. And then you're going to hit them again when they open up a business and try to go out on their own and seek their independence from the workforce, from jobs. Come on, guys. You know how ridiculous that sounds. It's as ridiculous as this city publishing figures about its cost of living that do not include housing. That's a joke. Only a fool or a charlatan, someone who's trying to fool you, would put those figures out. Because the cost of living life, living guys, life itself, requires at least three primordial, primitive survival needs: food, clothing, and shelter. How do you leave shelter out of the cost of living? This city cares less about you than you think. That's going to flip if I'm elected. You're going to be our priority. That's all. My lines are still open. My phone number is area code 714-816-4765. That's 714-816-4765. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can come right on the air with that question or comment just by dialing that number. This is a call-in show, and it's certainly your time to shine this time. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary, and tonight we did a presentation, guys, called If Elected, a Political Platform for My City. I was talking about the election. I was talking about what I would do in my city. My city needs help. It's on the list of the worst cities to live in the country. It needs help. And it's doing the same things it's been doing forever. And it's not bringing any help. So I'm going to do part two of If Elected. And I'm going to talk to you about how to enfranchise, not disenfranchise, but to enfranchise the people of your city such that they feel they are staked. Holders in that city, and not just the people who own the municipal bonds. And I'll get back to you on that. Debt, also. The debt of the city. And our city's indebted. And they live with that. That's going to change if I'm elected. I'll see you next week. Today's Friday. This is a weekday show. And so you won't hear me for me on Saturday and Sunday unless you come down to the Java Complex. I'm always down at the Java Complex on the weekend at 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard. I'm up in there on the weekends. And if you come down between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. on a Saturday, you'll see me teaching a class. As that's my skill. I'm an instructor. I'll be teaching a class on computer and IT. If you come in there between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday, I'll be teaching a class. That class will be Spanish, a language class, teaching the Spanish language. If you're in town, in Memphis, Tennessee, come down to 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard. And if you come down on the weekend, you'll probably see me teaching a class. Spanish on Sundays. Computer and IT on Saturdays. Also, while you're there, if you're still running around paying a dollar for a bottle of water, come on down to the Java Complex, 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard, and get that gallon of water for a dollar. Bring your jug. We'll fill it up If it's a it'll fill it up for $1 a gallon, and it's clean water with a special bonus, it's alkaline. Come on down. Quit paying $1 for a little bottle of water when you can get a gallon of clean and alkaline water. Right here at the Java Complex, 1423 Everest Presley Boulevard. Come down and see what we're doing here, guys. You might want to be a part. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Again, this is your host, Gary. And our show is called Revolutionary Life, where we look at every aspect of our lives through a revolutionary lens. And revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of that change. You see, if you're in the front of that change, you may have something to do with its direction, how it's formed. Thank you for listening in, and I want to bid everyone good evening, and keep in mind, stay in the now. Everything else is mental. Your thoughts are virtual reality. The now is reality. So come here, into the now as often as possible. There lies your power. Be fearless, people. And have no doubts. None. And I'll see you next month. I'll see you next week. Good night.